Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it is my extreme pleasure to welcome back Sherry Klein. She is an amazingly gifted psychic, animal communicator, energy healer, Reiki master, intuitive therapist, and a medium who has been certified through a spiritual church located in Indianapolis. She is a clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, and she's especially gifted in seeing where you have energy blocks, and she teaches you how to release them. She can time travel and help retrieve soul fragments that have broken off from you. She's a spiritual counselor who brings hope, peace, and healing to her clients through her readings. Each reading is a unique combination of gifts tailored to your individual need. She is a devoted medium psychic who has a straightforward approach with her messages. I'm going to give you her website in just a minute, and also she does have a radio show, so get out your pens and pieces of paper, and I'm going to give you that information now. You can find her on Blog Talk Radio on blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein. That's spelled S-H-A-R-I, is Sherry. Klein is spelled C-L-I-N-E. So that's blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein, and that's Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And to schedule a reading, click on the Schedule Now button. Her website is psychicsherry.org on the World Wide Web. Again, Sherry is spelled S-H-A-R-I, psychicsherry.org. And if you have any questions, you can call or text her, and I'm going to give you her phone number now. Her phone number is 317-966-1326. Again, 317-966-1326. And if you missed any of that, you can go back and listen to the podcast and get the information there. Now, Sherry is a wonderful medium, and you're just going to have a brief snippet of what she can provide for you tonight. I encourage you to consider a full session. I've done one with her. It blew me out of the water. She brought in five of my deceased loved ones, and the messages they had as far as what we'd been together, what we were about, were spot on. And then there were some wonderfully healing messages and messages of hope. So I encourage you to contact her, again, on the World Wide Web at psychicsherry.org. And when you are brought on tonight, Sherry's going to request only three things from you, and then she's going to go. Meaning then she's going to read for you. She wants your first name only, where you're from, and a little bit about the weather. So just bear those things in mind. And so now let me welcome Sherry. Sherry, how are you tonight?
I am wonderful. Thank you, David. What a wonderful introduction.
It's a pleasure to have you. I love you on the show. You are super. You're number one in my book, no question about it.
You are just, like we were saying, you know, just a snippet we tapped in before the show. Your voice is so calming for me because I always get a little nervous slash excited before a show. And you just calm me and put me in this beautiful energy, and which makes for better readings. And it's, you're just amazing at what you do. And thank you for having me on your show. I am very grateful.
Well, I am grateful to have you. The pleasure is mine. And thank you for the kind words you said. I appreciate that. Sherry, tell us a little bit about what's been going on in your neck of the woods since you were last on. Just to let folks know, I try to have Sherry on quarterly. She's not going to be on again until the end of January. So, at any rate, Sherry, what's been going on for you?
Well, I think I'm kind of in the same boat with everybody else. We're just all trying to, it feels like we're all trying to swim up current. We all have our crosses that we have to bear and hurdles that we have to jump over. And it's, I've been very busy. I'm like everybody else, I think. I feel like I go through an emotional roller coaster ride. I don't jump down rabbit holes and stay there very long, but I do go down them. But then I can kind of pull myself out a lot quicker. And the way I do that is focus on something that I'm grateful for or something that makes me happy, period. Fake it until you make it. Even if I'm in a bad mood, it doesn't matter, you know, oh, everything is wrong. I don't, you know, oh, everything is going bad. When I get down that rabbit hole, instantly I just focus on something that makes me smile, and then it starts building on that, and then that momentum starts building, and then I start to jump on a different timeline when I do that. I feel, this is what I believe, that we jump timelines all the time with our thoughts. We can be on a great timeline where everything's going good, and then all of a sudden, uh-oh, things aren't going good. It's because we jump timelines. So our thoughts, I think, are what project us, that put us on the timeline. You just have to always kind of stay focused on maybe not so much on what you want, because sometimes I don't even know what I want, but I always know how I want to feel. So focus on how you want to feel and then leave it up to the universe to deliver something that matches that vibration. It may be better than what you could think of. So it sounds simple. We're on a hard earth where we have decisions and choices, and that's where we get tripped up, because the choices, every choice takes you down a different timeline. So just keep focusing on what you want, and then you will jump on the timeline that will be take you the shortest amount of time to get there, if you do it consciously. Because we can all run on autopilot. It's very simple to do. It's like that matrix that keeps running in the back of your mind. We can all run on the autopilot. You have to stop that, and you have to make conscious decisions. Every single decision makes a difference. So it's just a school where we're at. And everybody is at different levels, and that's the beauty of this earth. Everybody is at different levels, and we're all different. We all think differently, but this is what we wanted. We are the chosen ones. We are lucky. It's like everybody here on this earth, even though it feels very heavy, it's like we've hit the lottery, because other people, other entities, and other on other galaxies, they're looking at us like, wow. We're movie stars because we chose to come here and experience it. It's very hard. It's very difficult. But we're, you know, the spirit team is applauding us for coming here. It's a great time to be here. We're experiencing, wow, this will go down in the Akashic Records as everything does, but this is going to be this is going to be a big one, especially this year, 2020 and even 2021. It's going to be a roller coaster ride, but in the same sense, it's going to be awesome. So that's kind of where I'm at. People are like, oh, I don't know about that, but
well,
it makes
I like
sense
it.
To me.
And I really like what you had to say about gratitude because, you know, it's so easy to get off kilter, especially I think is when we're a little more isolated than usual. And it's probably going to be more of that come the winter time. And so I really need to count my blessings each step of the way. And if I don't do that, my level of vibration is going to remain stagnant or go down. So I really liked what you had to say about that. And I was very interested in what you had to say about timelines. It makes sense to me. I hadn't thought of that before, but it makes absolute sense to me. So, well, we're getting quite a few callers in there. Would you like to go to the phone lines?
Yeah, I say let's jump right in.
Okay. Well, the first lucky caller is area code 917. What is your first name, please? And also where you're from and a little bit about the weather, please.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Sherry, Tim from New York. It's getting cool. Which makes me sad because it gets dark early, but hey, I just put a sweater on today. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Good. How are you? Good. Good. All right, Tim. I think I'm in your energetic field. It's so funny because the first thing as I was tuning into your energy and you said, oh, it's starting to get dark earlier, and your spirit team said, good, because they just showed me like popcorn and hunkering down and watching movies and kind of doing a little bit of family time. And it's good. It's good. It's good. It's so funny because I'm seeing I'm going to call it a critter or a fur baby, some sort of an animal. It may not be a dog. It might even be a guinea pig. But there seems to be some other animal that's going to come into your family dynamics. Kind of throw things off, which is what you want.
Okay, it's probably a dog. The kid's been asking for a dog every day for like a few weeks now, and I've been stalling him, telling him I'm working on it, and now I'm actually trying to work on it.
Okay. Well, let the dog pick you. And you'll understand what that means when you go there. You may think, oh, I'm going to get this certain type of a dog wherever it is you go, because I feel like you're going to be able to pick from different dogs. Don't just, you know, you're going to go in there with the mindset, okay, this is the dog we're getting. But yet there's going to be one that's going to almost stand up and do a tap dance and start singing for you. And you're like, wait a minute, this is going to be the one. This is the one. This wants to come home. It feels like this is going to bond with your children. And it's going to be beautiful. What this animal does is going to be great because it's I almost feel bad calling it an animal. I almost want to call it a family member that's going to come into your family dynamics. And it's going to kind of switch things up, but in a really wonderful way. So the sooner that you can do that, maybe the better off that it is. You have to set boundaries. You said your son wants this child. Make sure that he helps take care of it. It's going to be a wonderful friend for your son. They're going to grow up together and bond. It's a beautiful experience. And not only that, the animal, or I hate it. Irene is my girl from the spirit world. I hate to keep saying animal because that doesn't feel right to me. This puppy that you get is going to transmute a lot of trauma in the home.
Okay.
And there's something here. They're pulling me into your home real quick here. I'm getting pulled into a picture or something that's on the wall. it feels like it's holding a lot of energy. Everything, every single thing that we have in our home, it has energy. If we get things at the Goodwill or things at a yard sale or something of that, sometimes it will hold energy of the person that owned it. There seems to be something here, a picture that is on your wall. It may be with your wife's energy. Mm-hmm. It may be of her or something of her family members. Do you ever sage?
I do sage, yes.
Yeah.
I haven't in a while, but yes, I have some.
Okay, so maybe you might want to sage. Nothing to be alarmed about, but it feels like a little bit of a trickster energy. So when you sage, make sure you sage each mirror, because entities do get trapped in mirrors. And then go to all of the pictures that are on the wall, and all you do is kind of just blow the smoke a little bit with the intention, anything that is in this mirror or in this picture, come with me now. And make sure you have, like, the Archangel Michael with you. And I do that, and I go through my whole house, and then I open my front door, and I say, okay, now get out. And I envision the Archangel Michael marches everything out that doesn't serve me or my family.
Got it.
So with that being said, Tim, thank you for calling in, and I appreciate it, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same. Thank you so very much.
Tim,
you're welcome.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is area code 336, and you're live. What is your name, please?
My name is Selena.
Hi, Selena. Where are you from?
Hi,
and what's
the
weather like? Good, good. How about you?
I'm good. I am calling from North Carolina, and the weather was really nice today. It's starting to cool down. Probably maybe not as cold as I think the last caller was New York, but it's starting to cool down some.
Okay. Hi, Selena. I'm in your energetic field, and I see your team. Boy, they just come coming in from all different directions. As you were talking, what they were showing me is a post light that just came on very brightly. And what they're telling me is, wow, you're a magnet for all different types of people. Some you like, and some maybe you don't like their energy so much, but you're a very bright light. We hope that you know how to secure your energetic field. Do you do that?
I think to a degree, I think that I'm still learning how to do that, and I would like to fine-tune that to just take out the people that I'm tired of dealing with, because it's the balance of leaving the best in people but trying to protect yourself from people that are just going to take.
Okay, here's the thing, and I want to stop you here. When you said, I want to take out all the people that, you know, are bugging me or stealing my energy, your spirit team said, No, they don't want you to just, oh, you're in my energy, you're out, click, you're out. No. They want them to be able to stay in your circle of friends or around you. They want you to go within and work on you to where, here's the thing, when you work on you and when you secure your boundaries, these people won't bother you. They won't steal your energy and they won't bother you. I'll tell you something real quick, because I do have a whole process, which I'm not going to eat up a bunch of time because it does take some doing. I have a whole process to where that teaches you how to seal your energetic field. So if you'd like, you know, more detailed, you can always call me and book or get on my website, psychicsherry.org, book a web or book a reading. But in the meantime, when you are around somebody and, uh-oh, here comes somebody, oh, no, I can feel it, she's going to try to suck my energy, just envision you're inside of a disco ball. Do you know what a disco ball is? Because you sound very young. You may not.
Yes, it sounds like a 70s thing.
Yeah,
I do.
Okay, that's why I said you sound pretty young. So you understand that it's a ball, on the outside of it is mirrors. And you're inside of that. So what that does is you will still be able to converse and be the little empath that you are. You're an empath. You soak up everybody's energy. and you feel them. And you see, when I scan your aura, you have a lot of other people's energy inside of your aura. What I mean, an example of this would be, if I'm driving down the highway and I cut somebody off and I look in my rearview mirror and they're giving me the finger and they're cussing me out, they're sending negative balls of energy into my aura if I don't feel it. So, you know, you keep doing that for years and years, you're going to get a lot of that other people's energy in your field. And you can also get people's energy if they think, oh, I love her, she's so nice. Those get thrown in there too. But if you get too many of the negative, a way that you know is if you start to feel angry or upset or depressed for maybe no reason at all. That's how you know you have other people's energy or their thought forms in your aura and you need to do some clearing work. Because being an empath, and people who are empaths are highly probable to pick up to where once they start to get older, they don't even know who they are because they're picking up on so many energetic, everybody else's energy. It's just too hard. So when you're an empath, it's like a little turtle that doesn't have a shell. You've got to seal your energetic field. And a very quick way to do it is just to envision you're inside of a disco ball. Those mirrors, if somebody comes in with negative energy, it just mirrors back to them and it doesn't soak into your energetic field. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, I have done some work with that, but I haven't been very successful, and it's probably why I have lost faith in people. So you're probably picking up on that.
Mm-hmm. You're a healer too. Have you ever done any Reiki or something? Because I see a light coming out of your hands.
Reiki, EFT. I've done a lot of different things. It's just I'm at the point in my life where I'm not really sure where I'm going next, just because I think I've just kind of got burned out, you know.
Uh huh. Yeah. That's okay. And one more thing, too, and then we'll scoot on to the next person. You are an animal communicator. Mm. Animals love you. And I'm not talking about cats or dogs. I'm talking about even the critters outside. They bring you messages. So pay attention. Ask before, when your feet hit the floor in the morning, ask your spirit team. You don't even have to know their name. Something tells me you do. And say, show me a bird that brings a message. Why, it may be, it could be anything. It could be, thank you, Irene. They're showing, your team talks so quick. I work with Blackhawks and blue herons, but they're showing me like a blue jay for you and cardinals for you and everything. And what you do is work with your spirit team. You have helpers, like my girl is Irene. You have helpers that want to work with you. Start conversing with them. Start talking to them. Tell them, show me, you know, a blue jay today. Or show me a dime, whatever. And then as you go throughout your day, look for it. Because they're really wanting to come in. Your protector's coming in too. So your energy's going to get better. It feels a little low to me, but it's going to get better. They said just hang in there. Everybody goes through the ebb and flows. And you're getting ready to catapult. So put your seatbelt on. Okay. You felt like you've been burnt out. So there's a reason. So now you're getting ready to catapult. So good for you.
Thank you.
So with that being said, I think we'll go on to our next caller. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Selena. Okay. Moving on. Going to area code 216. And you're live. What
Hello.
Is your first name? Hi.
Hello. My name is Hi, Sherry. Hi, David. My name is Sharon from Ohio.
And
I asked
hi
the
there.
Heat
on. How are you?
I'm doing good, David. Yeah, I turned the heat on.
Your voice is, I love your voice. It's, go
What's
ahead.
That?
I said, I love your voice. It's very soothing.
Oh. And I wore socks. I know, it's the cold air is starting to come in. You just get used to it. Is that good, Sherry?
That's all I need.
Okay.
I'm just focusing on your team, and I love it. When your team comes in, I feel like a protector comes in. I get this sense of calmness that comes over me when your team comes in. They're showing me fireplaces for you, and fire. It may not be a fireplace or a fire pit. It could even be looking into the fire of a candle. That could be a wonderful meditation for you to kind of calm and take you way down into the center of you. I'm very drawn to whales for you and dolphins. They will help
dolphins.
To open up your intuition if you ask.
Okay.
You can go on YouTube and just listen to dolphins or whales, the sound of them. And your team is so funny because they said she's going to be like a kid that's outside playing and they hear the ice cream truck and all of a sudden it's like a deer in headlights and you stop and it's like hypnotic. Woo! You just zone in. That's what the whales and the dolphin sounds are going to do with you. They're going to start to download maybe frequencies. And have you been getting maybe in dreams or visions of some kind of geometric shape?
You know, I've been dreaming a lot about my dad. He died in January. I'm trying to think about shapes. Now that this
moment, like a diamond for you.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I keep seeing them sending you like diamonds and triangles. They're just downloads that are helping to open up your intuition and to help you to maybe communicate with the other side. So your father's on the other side. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he died in January.
What is his first name?
Jim, James.
Funny, when you said that, I heard Jimmy.
Everybody called him Jimmy and Jim Boy. Jimbo and
okay,
Jimmy.
Okay,
because
he
did?
Said, like, call me Jimmy. I said, wait a minute, she didn't say Jimmy. She said Jim or James.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he comes in. He comes in almost like with a tear coming down his cheek. Just so like he wants to hug you. He said, that's the worst part of being over here is the physical touch is gone.
You get me emotional. Yeah.
Like he said, I can't touch.
I feel like he's watching over me and he's making everything right in my life. And I'm saying that from the depth of my soul. Everything is just turning out. Ever since he passed away, it sounds terrible to say that, but I do. I truly believe he's watching over me and he's helping me. Isn't that crazy?
They can. Our loved ones that cross over, you are not crazy. It doesn't sound bad. I'm getting cold chills down my arm, and he's smiling. They absolutely can. Not that they can alter some of, you know, sometimes everybody comes in here, you know, with things that we have to experience. But he's trying to make it easy for you because he said she didn't have it easy. He said you've been knocked down to your knees so many times. He shows me your knees are all scraped up and bruised up. He said I couldn't stand to see that. Every time he said it's almost like you turn a corner, something didn't go your way. He said I'm trying to pull all the strings over here. He said I'm making friends. He's so funny. I'm making friends with big hitters, he said, because I want safety in numbers. The minute he said that, he's got his arms to the side of him. There's a lot of ancestors of yours on the other side that known and unknown, okay? And these can be his friends or ancestors, some you may not even know. But they come in and they work with you. Somebody blew you a feather, and usually that brings in a protector. You may even find little tiny feathers from a pillow or something when you're making a bed.
Stop that right now. I got feathers today. They came out of my feather pillow. I was sitting on them. Honest to God, I got them today. Three of them.
That's what Daddy says. He says, oh, I got cultures down my back too. And he says, he loves you, period. But you already knew that. He's showing me a deer. It could be a different, it could be, mean more than one thing. But when I talk to spirit, it's kind of like playing charades, so we kind of have to ask. One thing I'd like for you to do is Google the spiritual meaning of a deer, okay? And it has to be the spiritual meaning. But there's also someone that stands with Daddy that might have been a deer hunter or that loved to walk in the woods.
Oh, my God. My grandfather had a deer, a living one that they killed. You know, the face of a deer hanging in the house. It was a deer. I mean, it was such a deer. It was like, yes. So I know exactly what you're talking about. And my dad doesn't even know half the times I've scraped my knees. I never told him to worry him, but he knows now. He knows now that he's suicide. I know.
And so that's why he says, I'm making, it's so funny. He says, I love your dad. Wow, he is so powerful. He shows a hula hoop. And you know how people, like when you're at the circus, they may put fire around the hula hoop and somebody jumps through it. Mm-hmm. Your daddy's holding a hula hoop, but he says, I blew out the fire. So he says it's going to be so – you don't have to walk through the fire anymore.
Oh,
he's
God,
also he's trying to push you into a direction. He's saying go for it. There's something here that you may want to do, and you think, oh, that's too big of a dream. I don't know if it's to run your own business. There's something here. And it feels like it's too far out of your reach. He's trying to push you and say, go and do it. Don't be fearful. Don't try to talk yourself out of it because you think you're going to fail. Because
interesting. I do like my job. I really do. Okay. Yeah. I love my job. But go on. Could be something in that field. You know what I mean? But go on. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's you're going to go up in there. Like maybe you feel like, oh, I shouldn't make more money. It feels like he's trying to push you further up the ladder somehow.
I know what he's talking about. And I do have to say one other thing, and then you can get your next caller, because I love my dad. I've been fostering dogs, and I know it's because of you, Dad. You have sent me all the right dogs. I have not had any crazy dogs that have been fostered. Every time I say, Dad, bring me the right dog this time. Please don't make them be a great, you know what I'm saying, mean. Every single one, absolutely love. I love fostering dogs. I love animals. Since I'm working at home, I've been doing it. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Crazy you said that. I have a friend that is going to foster dogs too. But as you're talking, there's a dog that is, something's wrong with the eyesight. Do you have a dog right now that you're fostering?
Oh, my gosh. She just went back. She's got to have surgery. It's Cammie. She's got a cherry eye. It's her vision. You are so bright. She has to have surgery tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we picked up on. She's very grateful for you. She loved you. She absolutely loved you. She loved your energy. But it's a tit for tat. She transmuted energy for you, whether you know it or not, and trauma from the sadness of your daddy.
I know.
Do you know that?
Dogs are wonderful. I also had a beagle, Ellie Mae.
They're better than humans.
I know. Ellie Mae was like my favorite. She was a beagle. I loved her.
Oh my God, she had so much anxiety.
She got adopted.
Oh, good, 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 good.
I just loved her. Loved her, loved her. She had so much anxiety, I didn't care. But I gave her to the right.
She loved you, too.
It was a guy. Oh, she was such a dear. But yeah, everyone I've had, I've loved. But I'm so sorry. I probably kept you on a little bit longer. But I just love my dad. He knows that. And thank you.
He loves you, and he sends you a kiss, and he says, you think the feathers are something? You ain't seen nothing yet. He's going to come at you with with everything he's got. You're going to absolutely know. You're going to be sick of me by the time I get done talking. He said, you're going to be wanting me to go to the other side and stay there because he's going to make his presence known that much.
It's just crazy. Thank you so much, Cher. I never see feathers. Today I saw, what was it, 3? I just cannot believe it. Whatever. Thank you. You have a nice evening. Thank you so much, Sherry. You're very accurate, by the way.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sharon. Have a great day.
Thank you so
Sharon,
much.
Sharon, good
Thank
night.
You.
And
oh,
you're absolutely right, aren't you? She is spot on.
Thinking about my dad, it just gets me. Thank you, David, so much. You always have great people on your show.
Oh,
have a nice
thanks.
Evening, both of you.
You do the same. Thanks again. Okay, I recognize this next number. It belongs to another Sharon, and I'm just trying to connect with her.
Hey,
okay, Sharon, you're live.
You. Blessed soul. Thank you so much. Hello. Hello, hello. Okay,
hi.
So I will tell you the weather report here. It is not
First of
hot.
All, where are you calling from, Sharon?
Arizona.
Arizona. All right.
It's not as hot as it has been, and it's becoming much more pleasant. You can feel autumn in the air.
Okay, perfect. Wean your energy. Here we go. I love your team. Oh, my gosh, they're so funny. You know, I love everybody's team. They all come in differently. Some of them just swoop me like they're just everybody's trying to get to me. Yours comes in very just kind of casually, and they're kind of funny. But they come in with a lot of power, and they're not hasty. They don't come in very quickly because they all come in as the observer. And what they're telling me is that you are really starting to observe every detail of everything. Things that you might not have picked up on before, you're going to start to really pick up on the detail of things. And when I say things, I mean you may be walking and stop and look at a rock, and then you just might sit down and look at it and think, wow, this is awesome. It's just crazy how your third – thank you, Spirit – your third eye – is coming online to an extent that it's going to surprise you. You've always been intuitive. You've always had a great gut feeling. You're very intuitive, but I am seeing cords of attachment in your back. And what that tells me is that there is something from your past, maybe a relationship that you still have an attachment to, because they are showing me a rearview mirror where you keep looking about something in the past. Could be a relationship. There's something here that you need to examine and go back and ask your spirit team, whether you know their name or not, ask them, do you feel like you're being pulled back somehow in something that's happened?
No. What I do is I evaluate what went on in a particular situation or situations, and I weigh and balance and ask myself what I learned from that. And so I bring it to present day, that if I were in a situation that I would bring a wiser person, meaning myself, more evolved, and I would make different choices. And that's what I do at times, because sometimes when I'm in a present day situation, it might trigger a memory from the past where it resonates like a little bit similar in some ways. And then I just think, you know what? I've learned, I'm wiser. I know I would do things differently, and this is how I would do it. So that part of it I take pride in. In recognizing how I would do it differently. You know what? If I do go down a path where I start feeling like desiring something from the past, then I just mm-hmm. tell myself, I catch myself more easily these days, you know, that's not a good place for you to go, I tell myself. And I tell mm-hmm. myself, you know, what I just said, what I said, you know, that I realize that I've learned and I'm wiser and this is my present day self and I would make different choices.
Okay. Yeah, and that is awesome. Irene, you're so funny. And good for you, because that's what I teach too. I still see a cord. And it feels like someone has corded you, maybe.
Maybe, but, yeah.
It feels like a past relationship. What mm-hmm. I do when I see these cords is I fill them up with light. The cords come in black to me. Coming in your back. Actually, there's two of them. And they hook you from the back. You're hooked from somebody. One of them feels like a male energy. Not quite for sure who the other one is, but there are two cords that I'm seeing and they come through very strong. So you don't have to know who they are. Just use your childlike imagination. You know how to do it. Fill those cords up with the white or the golden light. And are you familiar with the Ho'oponopono prayer?
Well, you know what? No, maybe I probably have heard you say it on the air. But what I would do, what's coming to me, is I would just release it to the higher spirit, you know, and bless it and send it on. Because it has
perfect,
no business.
Perfect. That's what we're saying. Fill them with love. Because somebody,
yeah.
they're trying to, and maybe it's because you're such a bright light, they want to hook on to you. Because that does happen a lot. And so just something, you know, make the intention. It doesn't feel demonic. It does feel like something, a relationship from your past. Could be a friendship, could be a relationship. One is a male. Not quite for sure who the other one is, but I do see two cords. So just fill them up with love and do what you do. But we just wanted to make you aware of what we're seeing. We're going to switch real quick onto something else here. I'm drawn to your feet.
Can I ask? I was going to ask a question. Okay. In my feet.
Yeah. It feels like the foot chakras are really going into Mother Earth. And it's so funny because they're showing me your feet with the disc around it. Do you do any astro traveling?
You know, I have to say yes, and maybe I'm not aware of it all the time.
Okay. Maybe one way to do it with intention is to envision that you have a golden disc underneath your feet, and working with your foot chakras, because they want to transport you and work with you on going maybe to, thank you, Spirit. You know how you said you go and you call in your another version of you that is more maybe ascended or more enlightened than you to come in? Did you say that, or did I just make that up?
Well, maybe you're paraphrasing what I said. I think, you know, you're saying it in a more enlightened way. I just simply said my present-day self, if I ever go down memory lane, I just think, you know, this is my present-day self, and this is how I would handle it differently if I was faced with a similar situation.
Okay, because the way that I believe is that we live here, we're right here, but there are another 11 versions of us living different timelines right now, existing at the same time. We have some that are in dire straits, some that are very, very not ascended, and we have some that are very enlightened. We have some that are, you know, all of our gifts are so opened and the telepathy and everything. They're showing me this disc that you can envision under your feet, and you can travel to the highest the highest version of you that's existing right now. And then once you get there, you can bring back those gifts with you.
Okay.
And use them in the present day.
Okay. Could I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see me moving in the next couple of months?
We see 1 foot out of the box and 1 foot in. It's like we're half packed. It's like almost like they're showing me that you're split down the middle. There's a part of you that wants to move and a part of you that doesn't. Thank you. Here it comes. It's going to take a while for you to get over that. There's some reason, something here. It could be unconscious why you don't want to move. Thank you, Spirit. There's a part of where you're living right now, and I'm talking the actual building of where you're living, the house or the apartment, that doesn't want you to leave.
Oh, I see.
So talk with that. Everything is energy, even walls and chairs and everything. It's all energy. It loves you. It soaks up the energy of the people that live there. Talk with it and ask for its blessing to move on. And then there will be a part of you, there's something about fear about moving, but we do see, thank you, we do see a move coming up. I think you said in a month or two, we feel it might be 3 months out. This is your potential timeline that we're seeing. Moving, because it feels as if things have been a little stagnant and kind of dragging your feet on a lot of things. And not just you dragging your feet, but maybe the circumstances around you. It's going to start to take off, and when it does, it's going to be like a domino effect, and it's like you're in the fast lane. Things are going to start to take off for you. Doors of opportunity, they say, are opening. Different people are going to come in for you. Just out of the blue, and bring you different opportunities that. You might not have even thought about, but that it will lead you to eventually where you want to go and the vibration that you want to meet. So it feels wonderful. We love your connection with the spirit world, and they love you. Mm-hmm. They want me to tell you they hear your prayers. So.
Oh, wow. That was gold what you just said, because sometimes I know they hear it. You know, I know they hear the prayers, but that was gold what you just said to validate.
Yeah. Some of the things are like a tapestry that takes some doing, and it takes a while to get everything lined up just right. So just have patience.
Okay.
They're working on it. So.
Okay.
They're funny. Somebody gave me one of those emojis, like the thumbs up. I didn't know they knew that on the other side, but I guess they do. So, all right, Sharon. So with that being said, thanks for calling in.
Thank you both so much. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Sharon. God bless. And I'm going to ask Sherry if you'd be willing to share the Ho'oponopono prayer, because that is just beautiful.
Oh, I love it. If everybody could, in a nutshell, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. If you want it, get on YouTube and Google Dr. Hugh Len, and it's H-E-W-L-I-N. He's magnificent, not only for the Ho'oponopono prayer, and he'll explain it. The I love you, I'm sorry, because a lot of people are like, I'm not sorry. He'll explain it. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me and thank you. But he also does a beautiful inner child meditation that is 17 minutes. Every single person on this earth, I don't care who you are, we choose parents that we we only choose parents that we can vibrate with. An example, I chose to come into this earth. One of my lessons was to learn how to love. Well, so what do? I choose two parents who never kissed me, never hugged me, never told me they loved me. Wouldn't it have been a lot easier if I'd have chose like the Brady Bunch family, you know? But I could only,
right.
I could only choose parents that I vibrated with. So we all choose parents that kind of, I don't want to say screw us up, but kind of do. And then we spend our whole lifetime trying to figure it out. But one thing with my parents, they taught me how not to be. So when you go through, and like I said, the Ho'oponopono prayer and his inner child meditation, every time you do that meditation, it will take you back to a different memory that you have as a child that you need to work on, that needs to release. Because if our inner child is not happy, our inner child does not feel loved, then we're going to struggle with relationships as an adult. Friendships, romantic partners, we're going to struggle all around the board. So the more you can work with your inner child, the more complete you're going to feel, and the more you're going to feel like you don't need other people to make you happy, and you're going to feel like it doesn't matter what's going on around you outside in this world, that you can still find peace and calm in the midst of a storm. So I would highly suggest that everyone Google that. It'll change your life.
It will, and it's so simple. It's so simple, and the explanation behind the prayer is wonderful. People should Google that. I mean, go to YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you have time for one more?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, area code 631, here I come. And for you other ones, be sure to contact Sherry at psychicsherry.org, because we've had so many of you on the line tonight, and I'm sure you'll want to get in touch with her. Okay, area code 631, what is your first name, please?
Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, where are you calling from, Suzanne?
Long Island.
Okay, what's the weather like there?
It was about 63 degrees today and a little chilly this evening.
Okay, perfect. We're in your energy and I love your team. They're coming in very strong and they're not playing around. What they're saying is they're loving the way you're going to start to really stand in your power, and we think you've already started doing it. You're going to start to, if you don't like something, you're going to voice it. They take me back to a little girl who might not have been able to do that. Oh, no, Irene said she did. But it might have fallen on deaf ears. But you're really going to be able to express how you feel to people. They show me that have you had new friends or new acquaintances come in lately?
Yes, because they have. I kind of like another group. I just, you know, enough was enough. So recently in the past couple of months, new friends. Yeah.
Yeah, and we love that. We don't. It's kind of like out with the old, and in with the new.
Yeah.
The old friends, they serve their purpose and beautiful. If you find yourself still thinking, of course, go back and ask, what do I need to learn? But these new friends that are all coming in, it seems like they come in a slew of them. They vibrate higher. They're going to lift you as you climb. Yeah. They're going to teach you.
I mean, they don't seem as much. Like, yeah, but, you know.
Yeah. Their vibration is higher. Your team is switching now. This is kind of funny. We love palmistry for you. I don't know if you've gotten into palmistry yet, but they said you will.
Really?
Being able to look at someone's hands and telling me things. You'll be able to tell people things about just by looking at the lines in their hand. And that will move to where you will be able to look at someone in their face and look at the wrinkles and the lines on their face and tell me 10 things about them. This may be a little bit further down the road, but they said, yeah. And they even love astrology and the placement of the planets. There, you're going to start to really feel like somebody's pulling at your heart, pulling you to do something. You're going to find yourself wanting to be outside more, looking out up at the stars and the full moon.
Oh, my gosh, I just started doing that the past couple of days.
Yeah, that feeling is going to get a lot stronger.
I have a
real quick
question. Do you see me getting a new job? I'm interviewing for one Tuesday, or I don't know if an older place that I worked last year, because I don't like the job I'm in now, but I'm moving in November, or a love life boyfriend. I'm praying for that.
Okay, so here's the thing. They take me into this interview. They're going to tell you a couple of pointers here. First of all, they said, make sure that you look the person in the eye. Don't dart your eyes away. When you do that, you lose your power, they said. And then it almost feels like you're not confident, you don't have enough confidence in yourself. So they want you to look the person in the eye. Is it going to be in person or online?
No, it's in person.
Okay. They want you to look the, don't dart your eyes away. And they don't want you to talk too much or too fast. They want you to slow down with your words and almost think before you talk. It's so funny. They keep saying, don't give too much information. So just answer the question at hand and don't give any extra information is what they're saying. And, of course, you know, to smile. It does feel good, but do you have another interview lined up?
No, I didn't get another one. I don't know if I'm going to be getting another one.
Yeah, because it feels like there might be another, maybe one or two. And it may not be with this company. It may be with another company.
Hmm.
They want you to keep putting the lines in the water. Because the more lines that you have in the water, the more applications that you have in, you won't hold on to so much fear that, oh, I've got to have this job. Because it'll just,
I don't want to drive that far.
They'll pick up on it.
Yeah, I don't want to drive that far. I'm moving and I'm trying to get something closer to there. I don't know if a place where I worked last year will call me for another interview. I don't know.
Yeah, they just show me get on the internet and keep trying to put in other applications, just so. They want you to have a plan B. So, and it could just be for psychological reasons to where if you've got other lines in the water, you won't be just hanging on so much to this one interview. Even though I know
it's
coming
up. There's another one that's full-time that I'm hoping calls.
Okay. Yeah, it just feels like there's going to be more than this one.
Okay. I guess I'm going to pick the best one for me if they hire.
Yeah, you'll feel it. They said feel in your gut. You have a wonderful gut feeling. Let's do a scenario where you have two opportunities to choose from. Try not to analytically in your mind, ooh, this is this. They said go down into that gut feeling. Which one feels better? That's the one to go with.
I'm hoping
even
that
it may
one
not,
that, yeah. Like
even
if there's
not,
a monitor position,
yeah.
8:15 to 3:15, that's the one I want because it's more hours. But I didn't get an interview yet. I applied.
Okay. Well, you might get it because it seems like there's just more than one interview. So, yeah, just hang in there because what is meant to be is going to be. And just they said just keep your head up and keep going. Keep focusing on what you want.
Can you just ask them real quickly, how come they haven't sent me a great man?
That's for another night, well, Suzanne.
Right, because I want my next life, I'm going to be married to a plastic surgeon. I'm going to be tall and skinny and rich, and so yeah, we all, you know, we want to experience. You know, if we had everything we wanted, why come here? You know, on the other side, if we didn't like the way our life was going, all we had to do is think of it and we changed it. It's like going to the casino, and every time you go to a slot machine and you pull the lever, jackpot, jackpot. Well, that's no fun. That's why we come here to this earth. It sounded like a good idea on the other side to play the illusion like, you know, we're disconnected from God, and we wanted to experience heartache and not having everything we want. We do get things we want, but not everything. And we're not saying you won't. It's just maybe not the right time for you. So.
Okay.
Because you're too, you don't want to get a new job, a new husband, a new, you know, all this at once.
Why not?
Because you'll be
not
too overloaded.
Not getting any younger.
Yeah, but you'll be too overloaded.
Nah.
They want you to prioritize. Put one thing, what you want, on the front burner, and then focus on that. Send your energy to that, and then focus on the next one.
Okay.
Okay, Suzanne. So thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for all your help. Thank you.
Thanks, Suzanne. God bless.
You too.
Thank you. All right. Well, that has been a great show, Sherry. Thank you, as always. It was a pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you, David. It was a pleasure to be here. I'm glad you invited me. It was fun. Thank you.
It was fun. So now let's take a minute to pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good night, everybody, and God bless. Good night, Sherry.
Good night. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.